Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now 14 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to Radio Islam. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I will be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online we have is Maulana Zir Ahmad Raghi. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah. And how are you, Maulana, this morning?
Alhamdulillah. We also take this opportunity of greeting our esteemed listeners of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Maulana, we hope that Maulana had a nice and a good trip to the holy lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara also.
Alhamdulillah, Maulana. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives every Muslim the opportunity of visiting these holy lands. And let every trip of ours be better than the previous trips, inshallah.
Inshallah. Well, just a quick intro of what we were discussing and what happened till this point in time. Well, before we started with the commentary of Surah Al-Kahf and we completed the first 9 ayats, which we call as the khutbah, that is the introduction towards what is coming further in the surah. And thereafter, we broke away to show that from Surah Al-Kahf tells us about the signs and about the different challenges that Muslims will be facing. And amongst that was one of them was understanding modern technology. And we went detail into modern technology, of understanding modern technology. And we completed a few weeks ago on the use of how to use modern technology, example, WhatsApp, Facebook, etc. Now we are returning back to Surah Al-Kahf and we are busy with... We are going to start
one
with
second, Maulana. Maulana, one second. I think maybe if you allow me, Maulana, I was thinking, I know we did say we'll go back to Surah Al-Kahf, but I was thinking maybe, Maulana, there is, in the beginning we spoke about a collection of ahadith.
Correct, correct.
And I thought maybe before we conclude this program on social media, if we can go to the ahadith that we have in this field and very quickly go through about a few ahadith, and it's about 40 odd ahadith that we can take out that addresses the issue of social media. And in order to conclude our discussion on this, if we can just go through some of these ahadith, if we are able to do that today and maybe next week, and then we can go back to Surah Kahf, if that's okay with you.
Shimana, that's perfect. I think we should do the hadith, and we can see that what we're doing, it's not just that we're taking out from the Lal Kitab, as they say, but it has a reference in Islam and in Deen also. Well, we can proceed with the hadith.
Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maulana, you know, in the process of our research on this field, came across many ahadith, and there are some collections of ahadith that relates to this type of a discussion. And for the benefit of myself and our listeners, it might be a good idea to go over this ahadith, and it also will give us an opportunity to see how we can make the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relevant with our deen and with our times. The first hadith, there's going to be about 40 ahadith. What I'll do, Maulana, is very briefly just read the English translation of the ahadith, and then very small, very brief explanation after the recital of the hadith itself, inshallah. And also listeners can also give their input if they wish to. The first hadith which we had done is the one on intention. Actions are judged by their intentions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a hadith recorded in Bukhari and Sahih Muslim that actions are judged by their intentions. So each man will have what he intended. Therefore, whose migration was to Allah and His Messenger, his migration is to Allah and His Messenger. But he whose migration was for some worldly benefit or for a wife he might marry, his migration is to that for which he migrated. Now, intention is at the core of any action. And social media is no exception. It is famously said that the intention should be checked before we do a deed, while performing a deed, and even after the deed is done. And in the use of social media, we must assess why we are sharing something, why we are posting a particular status, why are we posting a particular status update, what is the underlining message we are trying to convey, who are we really writing it for, what do we actually hope the response is going to be. And this is related to the hadith on intention. A second hadith is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that he who believes in Allah and the last day must either speak good or remain silent. In other words, if you don't have anything good to say, rather remain silent. This is a hadith recorded in Sahih Muslim. And this is a foundational principle for social media. It is difficult because the entire purpose of social media is sharing and discussion. Social media is dependent on it, and I said it previously, the currency of social media is sharing. Now, it is hard, it is difficult because the entire purpose of social media is sharing and discussion. We often come to regret things we put on our profiles. We often come to regret things we post, realizing too late that silence would have been better. Silence would have better served us. So again, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: he who believes in Allah and the last day must either speak good or remain silent. Another very interesting hadith, which also relates to this, is mind your own business. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, from the excellence of a person's Islam, from the excellence of a person's Islam is that he leaves what does not concern him. Now you'll naturally come across lots of things in the social media or on this platform that doesn't concern you, but it may seem to you very interesting. The trick here is to keep yourself from getting involved in them. Cut down on your overall consumption of information. We spoke about this previously, that there is just an obsession of consuming information via social media. Now, from the excellence of a person's Islam, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that you leave what does not concern you. Now, with regards to this hadith and the application of this hadith with regards to social media is that keep yourself away from getting involved in unnecessary things. Cut down your consumption of information. Another hadith, Marana, a rule for all civilizations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother or sister what he loves for himself. None of you truly believes until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Now the simplicity, this hadith is such a beautiful hadith. It's such a simple hadith. The simplicity of this advice sometimes causes us to underestimate the magnitude of this hadith. It often causes us to underestimate the magnitude of this advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, none of you truly believes until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. In other words, treat others how you want to be treated in all online interactions. Treat others how you want to be treated in all your social media interactions. If you're not sure how to handle a certain message, a certain Facebook post, a certain mail, a certain text, or a certain message, then use this rule. None of you truly believes until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. This is also a reminder to subdue our own ego. Do not let the seemingly selfish nature of social media delude us. Do your best to constantly think of others and empathize with them. On social media, there will be lots of rumors. There will be lots of things. Use this rule. You don't truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Do not let the selfish nature of social media delude you. And every time, do your best to constantly think of others and how you can empathize with them and their difficulties. Another very interesting hadith that is also related to this is, you are what you feed. If you recall, we spoke previously about consumption on social media and information that we put in. So you are what you feed. The example of good company and that of bad company is that of an owner of musk and of an iron smith. This is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The example of a good company and that of bad company is that of an owner of musk of an iron smith. The owner of musk would either offer you a free sample, or you would buy it from him, or you would smell its pleasant odor. As for the iron smith, he would either burn your clothes, or you have to smell its unpleasant odor. A hadith of Sahih Muslim. Now, if you look at this hadith, let's check our feed. Let's check our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, email, text, WhatsApp, etc. Dozens of times a day. And we check it dozens of times a day. In fact, we become obsessed. It's like an addiction we always want to see. We mindlessly pull out our phones and check the feed while eating, while waiting in line, using the restroom, at the red light and the traffic light, and even while driving. Your feed is what you voluntarily allow into your personal space. It has an effect on you. Be vigilant about protecting your environment and be vigilant about who you allow to influence you. This is also a very beautiful hadith that whatever is going to influence you on social media is going to have an effect on your temperament, is going to have an effect on your behavior, is going to have an effect on your character. So these are five ahadith that we did, Maulana.
Sure.
And let's carry on some other ahadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in another hadith, a man is upon the religion of his close friends. So he should consider whom he makes his friends. A hadith of Abu Dawood. A man is upon the religion of his close friends. And he should consider who he makes his friends. Now, online friends are just as important. For the first time in human history, as a result of technology and social media, people have an abundance of friendships. People have an abundance of relationships with people they may have never even met in real life. And this does not preclude the basic principles of friendship in Islam. Know the value systems of Islam, ethics, morals, character of those you associate with online. It is necessary. And if you don't know, you are safer not following such people. The value systems of the people you follow, their ethics, their morals, their character of those that you associate with online will have an effect on your temperament, on your habit. Another hadith that relates to moderation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, love whom you love moderately. Perhaps he will become hated to you someday, and hate the one for whom you have hatred moderately. Perhaps he will become beloved to you someday. This is such a beautiful hadith, especially with regards to social media. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, love whom you love moderately. Perhaps he will become hated to you someday, and hate the one for whom you have hated moderately. Perhaps he will become beloved to you someday. Now, if you look at this hadith and relate this hadith to our discussion on social media, there is an obvious meaning here about moderation in friendship. And a deeper lesson here would be one about moderation with regards to sharing. Be cautious regarding what you share with others, particularly sensitive family issues. You never know what you share could be used against you later. Similarly, if you don't get along with someone, do not hash it out on social media. You have the ability to block them. You have the ability to remove them. This is far better than openly displaying animosity towards someone. Social media magnifies for us the ability to love someone. It magnifies for us the ability to follow someone. This might be a celebrity, it might be an athlete, it might be a soccer player, or even an Islamic speaker. Do not become obsessed in idolization or demonization of any one personality. Remember the principle of moderation. And this is from the hadith that we've just quoted. Another very beautiful hadith that applies to social media is the reward that one gets for good friendship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, those who love each other for the sake of my majesty shall be upon the podiums of light, and they will be admired by the prophets and the martyrs. This is a hadith of Qudsi. Those who love each other for the sake of my majesty, says Allah, shall be upon podiums of light, and they will be admired by the prophets and the martyrs. Now, if you look at this hadith, we talk a lot about the evils of bad company. But it is important to emphasize the reward of good company as well. And this is the balance of Islam. Whilst it discourages bad company, it rewards you for the good company that you take, you keep. So it is important to emphasize the reward of good company as well. Now, since social media and social networking is a tool that facilitates friendship, social media is a tool that facilitates interaction and friendship. It makes it attaining this goal even easier. So when you cultivate a friendship that is based on good, and for the sake of Allah, it becomes a means to achieving paradise. So use the social media for positive friendships. Another hadith, the rights on the road, on the information superhighway. We spoke about this hadith right in the beginning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, beware of sitting on the roadways. And he said this to the Sahaba, and the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we have no alternative. That is where we sit, and that is where we sit and talk. That is where we have our social interactions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, if you insist on sitting there, then give the roadway its right. He said, what are the rights of the roadway? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some guidance. Lowering your gaze, refraining from harming others, returning greetings, enjoining what is good, and forbidding what is evil. This hadith, subhanallah, lays out a number of important rules, all of which are directly applicable to social networking. Lowering the gaze is a particularly important advice. This governs not just having a high level of modesty when interacting with the opposite gender, but it is a good reminder about guarding yourself from traps such as internet pornography. Have good etiquette when interacting with others. This starts with giving each other proper greetings. It encompasses the promotion of righteousness, advocating righteousness, standing against evil in all forms. So this is another hadith. Subhanallah, ma'ana, as we're going along these ahadith, and for our listeners, we can actually see the beauty of our deen. that these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were mentioned by Rasulullah 1400 years ago are so alive, are so real, and are so applicable even to the modern means of communication via the social media. And this is the transcendence of our deen. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about hiding your sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, all of my followers will have their sins pardoned, will have their sins forgiven, except those who publicize them. An example of this is that of a man who commits a sin at night. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala screens it from the public, he comes in the morning and says, I committed such and such sin last night. He spent the night screened by his Allah, no one knowing about his sin, yet in the morning he removes Allah's screen from himself. This is a hadith of Sahih Bukhari. Now this hadith, we spoke about it in the past, but just as a recap, when a person sins, the inclination is to hide it so no one finds out about it. But social media has opened us up to a new kind of flagrant behavior. A behavior in which people sin and then openly brag about it online. It's not uncommon to find people posting pictures of themselves engaged in immoral or illicit behavior. When someone does this, it is as if they are boasting that they do not care. If this behavior is displeasing to Allah, and it is this arrogance that pushes them past the bounds of Allah's mercy. So we learn from this hadith that hide your sins. Do not become so bold about your sins. And do not use social media to populate and promote and propagate your sins, because you're also, besides uncovering your own evil, you're also encouraging other people to commit wrong. Another very beautiful hadith with regards to social media is concealing the mistakes people make. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in another hadith, the servant who conceals the faults of others in this world, Allah would conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. There's an ugly side of the social media culture where it becomes easy to attack, where it becomes easy to expose someone for an error. The digital footprint makes it easy for anyone to go through a person's history, makes it easy for anyone to go through a person's status, his updates, to find faults with something they said, find faults with something they do, find faults with something that they post. The default behavior of a Muslim is to work to cover the faults of others, not spend time seeking them out and exposing them. Now, these are hadith actually gives us such beautiful guidance with regards to the use of social media. Marana, you want to say anything?
No, Marana, I'm still listening.
You can continue?
Si.
Another very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, be conscious of Allah in every circumstances. A hadith recorded in Tirmidhi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, be conscious of Allah wherever you are. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed and it will blot it out. And deal with people in a good manner. Just reflect on this hadith. Allah's Rasul says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be conscious of Allah wherever you are. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed. And the good deed that you will follow with a bad deed of a bad deed will blot the bad deed out, and deal with people in a good manner. Now this is an advice, though this is an advice that we are very familiar with. it warrants a special reminder. It warrants a special reflection in the context of the use of social media. Modern technology has made it easy for us to commit practically any evil or sinful act behind the privacy and behind anonymity of a computer, phone, screen, false profiles. This hadith provides the framework for making sure that our private persona is in sync with our public one. Whatever is our profile in public should be our profile online. And this hadith makes it so clear. Be conscious of Allah wherever you are. Another hadith is about suspicion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, beware of suspicion. Beware of assumptions. For indeed, suspicion and assumption is the falsest of speech. Now, with social media, it is easy to jump to false conclusions. It is easy to jump to false assumptions and to false conclusions or assume the worst about others on social media. It's also easy to get offended. It's also easy to become upset. It's also easy to become angry based on what we perceive someone else is saying. With social media, it is easy to jump to false conclusions. It is easy to assume the worst about others on social media. It is also easy to get offended, upset, or even angry based on what we perceive someone else is saying. Give people the benefit of the doubt. By the same token, don't post passive-aggressive updates that others may misinterpret. So the hadith of Rasulullah about suspicion. Beware of suspicion, for indeed suspicion is the falsest of speech. Flowing from this hadith is another hadith that relates to holding grudges. Once, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with some of his companions, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that a man from paradise will show up now. Soon a man came. He made this statement 3 days in a row. And each time the same man came in. There was nothing unique about this man except that when he went to bed each day, he made sure there were no feelings of hatred or jealousy in his heart for any Muslim. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith. This hadith and this incident is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Let's just listen to this incident before we just take the lesson from this hadith. Once, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with some of his companions. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahaba that a man from Jannah will enter soon. And soon a man came. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention of the statement 3 days in a row. And each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, the same man came in. Now, there was nothing unique about this man except that when he went to bed each day, he made sure there were no feelings of hatred or jealousy in his heart for any Muslim. Now, grudges are bad in general. To harbor enmity, jealousy, a grudge against someone, it's bad. But they tend to get magnified on social media. On social media, grudges and jealousy and bad thoughts of people tend to become magnified. people feel wronged much more easily because the majority of their conversations happen in the public sphere of social media. Grudges is bad. However, grudges tend to get magnified on social media, and people feel wronged much more easily because the majority of our conversations today happen in the public sphere, and that is social media. Not only that, but the breadcrumbs are left there for anyone to come back later and look at. Because whatever thoughts we posted, it's there all the time. So it's like the breadcrumbs that are left there for anyone to come back later and look at. And this is drastically different from an in-person conversation. It is totally different when we have a discussion, open, frank discussion, person to person. And this is one reason that people tend to get more easily offended and upset online and become less forgiving of those that they perceive have wronged them. And it results in bearing grudges, hatred and jealousy. And it can prevent you from entry into Jannah. Subhanallah. Look at how these ahadith affect us with regards to social media. And a very sincere advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ad-deenu nasiha." The religion is sincere advice. And we said to Rasulullah, to whom? And Rasulullah said to Allah, to his book, and to his messenger, and to the leaders of the Muslims and their common folk. The etiquette and purpose of giving advice is an art that needs to be rediscovered in the social networking age. The deen, as we learn from this hadith, is giving nasiha, is giving advice. However, the etiquette and the purpose, the objectives of giving nasiha, the objective and the etiquette of giving advice is an art. It's a skill that needs to be rediscovered. It needs to be relearned in the social networking age. People tend to get unnecessarily competitive on social media networks. Unnecessarily we become competitive in these networks. Instead of giving advice, we try to prove people wrong. Instead of giving advice, we force someone to acknowledge our point of view. The purpose of advice, the purpose of nasiha, is to rectify and bring about a positive change. What's the purpose of giving nasiha? What's the purpose of giving some advice? The purpose is so that the person to whom we are giving advice should rectify his faults. There should come a positive change. Now, keeping this purpose of nasiha in mind, it will guide you to the appropriate etiquette on social media, such as advising someone politely, with hikmah, and in private, as opposed to embarrassing them on a public platform like social media. So be so sincere in giving advice that you hope and fully expect to someday take advice from the one you are advising today. Remember, the one that you are providing advice to today, tomorrow you may require advice, and tomorrow you may be on the receiving end of the advice of the person you are advising today. Would you like him to advise you of your faults in a public forum like social media? So deen is nasiha, it is giving advice, but the advice that we provide on social media, the way we do it has to be relearned, has to be rediscovered. Do it with hikmah. And best, don't even use the social media platform for that advice, because that advice might cause more harm than actually bringing about a positive change. Another very beautiful hadith with regards to social media is forbearance, forgiving. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, you have two characteristics that Allah likes. You have two characteristics that Allah likes. What is that? Forbearance and modesty. Subhanallah. This is a hadith recorded in Ibn Majah. Two characteristics that Allah loves. One is to forgive and one is to have modesty. Now, forbearance is a very difficult term to understand. It comes from the Arabic word Hilm, same as the name of Allah Al-Halim. There are a number of connotations to this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are a number of connotations to this characteristic of Hilm, Halim. And all of them are applicable to social media. So what is the meaning of forbearance in the light of social media? It means forgiving those who wronged you. Even if it is your right to be upset, forgive. It means someone who acts with wisdom, someone who takes time, someone who thinks deeply before reacting to something. That's the meaning and the connotations of forbearance and halim. To forgive those who wronged you, even if it is your right to be upset. It means a person that is forbearing is the one who acts with wisdom, the one who takes time, the one who thinks deeply before reacting to something. It is another dimension of sabr. It is another dimension of being patient. One in which a person responds to harm with generosity. If someone has harmed you, respond with generosity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us despite our evil thoughts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us despite our evil inclinations. This is a reminder to look inward. When faced with conflict, ask yourself what you may have harbored inside to add to a conflict. When faced with a conflict, with an argument with someone, before even responding to that, ask yourself what you may have harbored inside you that is adding to this conflict, or what you may have done to trigger a reaction from someone. The trick is to remain calm, to remain strong when angered. Again, look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah says there are two characteristics that Allah likes, forbearance and modesty. And this brings us to the next point. When we said remain calm, remain strong when angered. And that is a hadith on anger management. Subhanallah. Look at all these hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully are they applicable to the realm of social media. A man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, A'idni, advise me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not become angry. The man repeated his request several times. And each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not become angry. Now, due to the fast-paced nature of social media, it is easy to get quickly frustrated. It is easy to become quickly upset. Everyone has at some point fired off an angry text. Everyone at some point has fired off an angry email that they've later come to regret. If something is making you angry, do not respond to it. Let the text, let the email sit in drafts overnight. bookmark the Facebook status. Find some way to table the issue at least overnight. Look at it again with a clear head and then respond accordingly if you need to, without being in the heat of the moment. And that is another hadith of anger management. Envy and hatred are something else that is very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith recorded in Tirmidhi Sharif, do not cut another off, do not desert one another, nor hate one another, nor envy one another. O servants of Allah, O worshippers of Allah, look at the words Rasulullah is using. Do not cut off another, do not desert one another, do not hate one another, nor envy one another. O servants of Allah, be brothers. It is not lawful for the Muslim to shun his brother for more than 3 days. The better of the two is the one who starts greeting the other. Envy is one of the major spiritual diseases of social media. Envy, hatred, is one of the major spiritual diseases of social media. Everyone's profile looks like a highlight reel of their life. And it's easy to see how well everyone else is doing. And it's easy to start feeling envious towards another. Be particularly careful of cutting people off. Be particularly careful of boycotting one another over something petty, over something personal. It is always encouraged to take the higher road, to take the more virtuous road. And that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising here in this hadith. Do not cut one another off. Do not desert one another. Do not hate one another, nor envy one another. O servants of Allah, be brothers. It is not lawful for Muslims to shun his brother for more than 3 days. In another hadith, Rasulullah said, the better of the two is the one who starts greeting the other. These hadith are recorded in Tirmidhi and Bukhari respectively. Mawlana, I think we've covered about 18 ahadith, and it's taken up quite a bit of our time. I think we'll conclude here. I hope these collections of ahadith is helping and giving benefit to our listeners and to ourselves in the way we use technology and social media.
Ameen. Mawlana, Jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated. We hope to speak to Mawlana again next week, Wednesday.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.